Tony Martin walks us through some of the hilarious moments from the old Late Show song parodies. After the news on 702, ABC Sydney. Last week, to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll going number one, we played a little bit of it on the show. And I was bombarded with SMSs and calls from people saying, I liked the Joan Kerner version a lot better. Remember the Victorian Premier, Joan Kerner, singing I Love Rock and Roll at the end of an episode of The Late Show? The premise was each week Tony Martin would say, we've got a massive musical act here today. Here it is, Whitney Houston, for example. And then Mick Molloy would say, oh, did you say Whitney? Oh, no, I wasn't really listening at the meeting. I thought you said Mike Whitney. And out would come the great Australian fast bowler in a sequin dress singing I Will Always Love You. Week after week, gag after gag, Tony Martin was part of it all. And I wanted to speak to Tony to work out how this concept ever came about. He joins us now. Tony Martin, how are you?
Good. Thanks for reminding me of this. It's 20 years ago this year.
I've heard Joan Kerner say, of all the different things she did in political life, the most positive feedback she's gotten was often from people who saw that episode of The Late Show.
After that went to air, she actually did it live several times. Along with, I don't know if you would remember, David White, who was the health minister. He was on the lead guitar.
Yes, and he actually was genuinely playing in that cover version.
I think he was.
Well, can you remember the first writers' meeting or concept meeting where this idea was floated, Tony?
Absolutely. I remember because it was in the second series, and we were going to do this idea where we would have a wheel of songs on stage, and we would have a band that would come on, and we would spin the wheel, and wherever the wheel stopped, the band would have to do that song.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually worked out in advance, obviously. But believe it or not, no one ever believes this. We had The Cure, and they were going to do Jump in My Car by the Ted Mulry Gang.
Oh.
And that was going to be the first episode. And then when the set was built, there wasn't enough room for the band.
Oh, no. And that's the reason we never got to see The Cure cover Jump in My Car by the Ted Mulry Gang.
That's right. So that was it was going live to air. There was no room for a band. So we were desperate. We were going, what else can we do? And we'd done a sketch on the radio called Sid Van Halen, where it was claiming that Sid was the least known of the Van Halen brothers and doing, Panama on a ukulele. And we thought, could we actually do that live and have something like that every week? So the first one we shot was Pete Smith.
Lord, imagine my surprise.
Doing Aerosmith.
Dude looks like a lady. Dude looks like a lady.
He did it in one take. Actually, the one that we used is the rehearsal. We just filmed the rehearsal where we can't top that after he'd smashed the guitar over the amp. And so we had that in the can. And then for the first episode live, we got Sid Halen on. And it was actually Sid Halen's last live appearance.
Yes.
And he was slightly dotty. He was a lovely man, but he was slightly confused. And when we put it to air, he just completely froze.
Yeah.
He didn't know where he was. He was meant to play a Jump by Van Halen, and he just sort of stood there. He was just playing one of his old songs.
Yeah.
And they started rolling the credits. I had to run in and say, try Panama, and roll off. And it was such a disaster that Ted Robinson said, well, that was, you just can't do that again. That idea is dead in the water. And it was only because we had Pete Smith in the can, and that was so good that we were allowed to play that in episode two, and that saved the idea.
And so once you went on from and you're starting to pitch to people like Joan Kerner, we'd like you to do this, was there what sort of uptake rate? Did people just say automatically love to do it? Did most people say you must be kidding?
Well, there were so many that said no. I remember we spent weeks trying to get Robert Gottliebson, the financial reporter, to be Robert Palmer. And, just in a cool suit in front of some hot chicks singing, you might as well face it, you're addicted to love. And he just wouldn't do it. But once we got David Boone to do David Byrne in the big suit,
oh,
I remember that got a lot of people in. And
because he was being David Byrne singing Once in a Lifetime.
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing under rock.
hands with them.
Wasn't a giant suit and doing all those hand movements from that video.
Mike Whitney did Whitney Houston, and the final shot was him in the glimmering silver dress like she wore in The Bodyguard.
Yeah, and he was great because he took it really seriously and tried to sing it really well, and it was just only slightly off key. That was one of the better ones, I think.
Rex Hunt did T-Rex, Get It On, Bang a Gong.
That's right. And Dr. Harry Cooper did Alice Cooper, filmed at Dracula's Theatre Restaurant.
TV weatherman Brian Bury did Ian Dury's Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick.
Oh, he was fantastic.
Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me. Hit me. It's good, say fantastic.
Michael Veitch used to do a pretty nasty version of Brian Bury.
It's nice to be a lunatic. Hit me. Hit me. Hit me.
So when we got the real Brian Bury, felt quite guilty because he was really funny.
We should also note we've just picked the Australian swim team for London 2012, but who'll forget former Australian swimming superhero Hayley Lewis being Huey Lewis, Hip to Be Square?
That's right, and with a lot of Esther Williams-style choreography.
Hip to be square.
I'm just wondering, you know, Huey Lewis, that's as much of a name from the past as well. The News. Where are the News now?
Can I pitch an idea to you? Packed to the Patrick rafters.
I like Slap to the Rafters, combining the gritty, moody realism of the slap with Back to the Rafters.
You are still an ideas factory. An absolute pleasure to speak with you, Tony Martin. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for reminding me of so many bizarre names from the past. Thank you. Cheers.
Happy to do so. Including this Mike Whitney singing Whitney Houston.
I would only be in your way. Life treats you kind, and I hope you have all you dreamed of, and I wish for you joy and happiness, but above all this, I wish you love. And
so that was the revealing shot. He was wearing the same silver dress that Whitney Houston. And no offence to Mike Whitney, it was a few years since he bowled for Australia, if you know what I'm saying.
I will always love you. I will always love you.
17 to 8 on 702. Janet says, I loved Grasby Grills, Nudge and Plum. There should be a DVD compilation. There is. Tony Martin was telling us the names of a couple of the Late Show DVD compiles have all those songs at the end.